Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the board meeting conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. Should you require assistance during today's conference, please press star, then zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Now, I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Ms. Barbara Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. It's 11 o'clock, time to start. Welcome all to the July 27, 2020 special meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. I've called the special meeting under Section 5A of the Environmental Protection Act because today, due to special circumstances, we feel we must consider public business. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent at this time, and consistent with the Governor's July 24, 2020 Disaster Proclamation and Executive Order 2020-48, both issued in response to the coronavirus disease or COVID-19, the board is conducting the special open meeting by teleconference. Members of the public may listen to the whole of the meeting, and if they wish, they can speak during the public remarks, a portion of the meeting through this teleconference. Before we proceed, please note that this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act, and that ensures that any public remarks given this morning are documented and are included in today's record. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Here.
Member Palavos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
And Chair Curry?
Here. All right, so we have four members present. A quorum is three, ready to proceed. We have no announcements today, so we move on to public remarks. And this is a portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on the item that appears on today's agenda. Operator, would you please come on the line at this time so that you can tell members of the public how they can log a request to make a comment? Operator?
Certainly.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
If you wish to ask a question, please press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. You may also withdraw your question at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. Once again, any questions or comments, please press 1-0 at this time. And we have no questions queuing up. You may proceed.
Okay. Thank you very much, operator. We'll now move on to our only agenda item, and that is a rulemaking, R20-21, and it's mine. And this deals with the cross-connection control device inspectors of public water supplies at 35 Illinois Administrative Code 604.1520. On April 10th of this year, IEPA filed an emergency rule that proposed a new section in the Illinois Administrative Code. The purpose of the emergency rule was related to the COVID-19 pandemic in that the deadline for cross-connection control device inspectors, CCCDIs, to file their renewals needed to be extended. IEPA was following in the footsteps of our State Department of Public Health. DPH had extended the period for plumbing license renewal, and since CCCDIs must be plumbers, it seemed prudent to extend this deadline as well. However, the 150-day duration of an emergency rule would have expired before the proposed renewal dates. The board therefore adopted the emergency rule, but also moved forward with a general rulemaking that is intended to replace the emergency rule and last long enough to be helpful. So the proposed rule extends the renewal period for CCCDIs to October 30th, 2020. On May 21st, 2020, the board adopted amendments to the renewal period for CCCDI first notice, submitted the proposed rules for publication in the Illinois Register. Considering the entire record, the board in this draft order proposes the amendments to Part 604 of the board's regulations governing the design, operation, and maintenance of public water supplies. Our first hearing was held on June 18th of this year, the second on July 13th. This draft order directs the clerk to submit the proposed rule, 35 Illinois Administrative Code, to JCAR for second notice review. I move adoption of the order. Is there a second? Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. So, 4 voting yes, none voting no. We have a unanimous vote, and the order is approved. Other items, anything anybody wants to bring up? Otherwise, I think we're ready to adjourn, and Member Palavos makes the motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Member Santos second. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Yes. All right, there are 4 voting aye, none voting no, none voting present. The ayes have it, and the motion is approved, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much, and special thanks to our AT&T operator.
Thanks, everyone.
Everyone have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Yep. Bye.
And that does conclude our conference, for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T conferencing service. You may now disconnect.